From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Less than 2 weeks after being shot by a gunman outside a Tucson, Arizona supermarket, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords has been flown by jet to Houston, where she will now begin the process of rehabilitation. Doctors say Giffords still has a tube to drain fluid from her brain and was initially taken to the ICU there. John Holcomb is a trauma surgeon in Houston. He says Giffords is doing well.
We've all done a pretty complete assessment. We've had a good handoff from doctors and nurses and to the nurses and docs at the bedside. We've had a good exam. She's doing great.
Giffords is continuing to recover from a bullet wound to the brain. A gunman shot and wounded Giffords and a dozen others outside a Tucson grocery store. Six people died in that attack. The alleged gunman, 22-year-old Jared Loeffner, was indicted by a grand jury on Wednesday. President Obama announced a goal of doubling American exports to the world market over the next 2 years. Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio reports the president spoke after touring General Electric's new energy manufacturing plant in Schenectady, New York.
The president used his speech as a pep talk for American industry. Mr. Obama says GE, which currently has contracts with India, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia for turbine manufacturing, is poised to break into the next large market, China. The president says he laid the groundwork for that during his meeting with Chinese leader Hu Jintao earlier in the week.
They're selling here, and that's fine, but we want to sell there. We want to open up their markets so that we got two-way trade, not just one-way trade.
The president also appointed GE CEO Jeffrey Immelt to chair his new Council of Jobs and Competitiveness, saying it's time to focus on speeding up the nation's slow economic recovery. For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Schenectady, New York.
Demonstrations against Tunisia's interim government continued today as the nation began 3 days of mourning for the 78 people killed by security forces during protests that led to the fall of President Ben Ali. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Hundreds again protested peacefully in central Tunis, shouting, "We'll never accept this government and don't steal our revolution." The interim government has pledged to hold new elections in 6 months, but many here continue to demand that the provisional body get rid of all senior officials tied to former dictator Ben Ali and his long-dominant RCD party. Demonstrations broke out as well in at least three other Tunisian cities. An official with a leading opposition party, now in the interim government, appealed for calm and patience and said the provisional body needs time to prepare for new elections. Meantime, the army's tanks and soldiers continue to maintain a tight grip on security across the city. The military leadership has so far said nothing to the public about its role or its plans. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Tunis.
Mix closed on Wall Street at week's end. The Dow was up 49 points today. However, the Nasdaq lost 14 points. You're listening to NPR. Former colleagues and others have been streaming into a Georgetown church to pay their final respects to Sergeant Shriver. Among those attending a wake for Shriver, who died this week at the age of 95, House Minority Leader Steny Hoyer, Senator Chris Dodd, and journalist Bill Moyers. Shriver, the brother-in-law of President John F. Kennedy, was the nation's first Peace Corps director and a 1972 vice presidential nominee. Vice President Biden and First Lady Michelle Obama are expected to attend the funeral mass Saturday. Shriver will be buried in the same cemetery as his wife, Eunice Kennedy Shriver. Costume designer Theona V. Aldridge has died. She created glittering gowns for Dreamgirls on Broadway and the crisp linen suits Robert Redford wore in The Great Gatsby. She was 78. NPR's Bob Mondello has more.
It was remarkable what Theona V. Aldridge could do with a bit of fabric and maybe some sequins, transform chorus boys into showgirls in La Cage aux Folles, turn a pint-sized Andrea McArdle into a cartoon character in the musical Annie, and create an iconic rehearsal hall look and a glistening gold-on-gold finale for a chorus line.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes.
Aldridge designed costumes for more than 100 Broadway shows, everything from tap shoes for 42nd Street to royal robes for King Lear. And she was nearly as active in Hollywood, with such films as Network, Moonstruck, and Never on Sunday, to her credit, all in addition to her Oscar-winning designs for The Great Gatsby. Bob Mondello, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures prices ended the week lower. The price of crude was down 48 cents a barrel to end the session at $89.11 a barrel on New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for